Welcome to Big, the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to today's podcast, everybody. My name is David Hochberg, host of the Biggest Winners Contest. We are taking a little detour. We're going to be talking about home selling homes. Why is it important? Because people like to work on their credit to buy homes. And sometimes people like to work on their credit so they could sell a home to buy a new home. And I've got a realtor, Chuck Dunlop from Berkshire Hathaway, on the phone. Chuck and his wife Kelly are great realtors, members of my team of preferred lenders. Preferred realtors. I'm the preferred lender. Preferred realtors that we refer our clients to if they are looking to buy in the area that Chuck and his wife Kelly represent. And Chuck, what area is that? And did I get the name right?
You did. Thank you so much. You did. Yeah, we're with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. Our office is in Bloomingdale, but we specialize for your show in the western suburbs. But we're all over the place like every realtor is.
All right. So you and Kelly do a ton of transactions a year. You're constantly in the top realtor bracket within your market, and this is a hot selling season. This is a hot sale market. Houses are on the market, and multiple offers are coming in. Explain to our listeners what multiple offers are and why this market is so hot.
So multiple offers are when you list a home, let's say you list it for $250,000. In this market, which is fantastic for a current seller right now, you list it for $250,000, might have it on the market for, a few days. And what we see are, not one offer coming in, but two, three, as recently as 2 weeks ago, we'd have five offers come in on the same property. It's the best time right now that I can remember for a seller to sell. The reason for it is, the rates are still relatively low, but primarily it's because the market right now has a lack of houses on the market, and there's an abundance of buyers, as I'm sure you could testify to with the number of approved people that you've got right now in house.
Sure.
Ready to buy.
It's crazy. I mean, listen, it's a good problem to have, especially if you're a seller. It's great because you do have people lined up and you do have people wanting to buy your homes, and it's there to get, basically. You've got back everything that you lost from 07, 08. Essentially, you're in a lot of areas, you're higher than where you were before the collapse in 07 and 08. And I think one of the big reasons, correct me if I'm wrong or disagree with me if you don't think I'm right, is because we went through that 10-year period of time. It's been 10 years since the downturn, since all that mishigas happened in 2007, 2008, when everything went to heck in a handbasket. People stopped building homes, Chuck. And there really wasn't a bunch of new inventory that came on the market. And the reason this market has turned on a dime like it has is because the old inventory that had been built that hadn't been consumed yet, hadn't been lived in, hadn't been purchased, has all been consumed. Right?
Yeah,
would you agree with that?
No question about it. Oh, absolutely. I mean, basically, during that time period that you're talking about, there was an abundance of foreclosures and short sales and bank-owned properties. And, all that inventory's been picked up, whether it be by people who are going to live in that home or be it by investors or whoever it is. But the point of it all is that inventory's, essentially been gobbled up. And right now, we're looking at an economy where that's taken into account. I mean, right now, homes that are on the market, if they're in good saleable condition, they're going out the door in very, very short period of time, days to weeks.
All right, explain this notion of I don't need a realtor. In this market, it's so hot. I could put a for sale sign up. I could spray paint a for sale sign. I could go to one of the big box stores and get a for sale sign by owner. I could go to for sale, .com or byowner.com or whatever that websites are. And I can just sell my house myself. I don't need a realtor. True or false? And let's discuss that craziness there.
Okay, here's the truth. The truth is you don't need a realtor. Here's the false. Without having a realtor, you leave yourself exposed and vulnerable in many different areas. What I mean by that is with a realtor, we handle the entire process for you from beginning to end, from everything from recommending a price, going through all of the estimated costs involved with selling your home. And I'm not speaking just to commissions. I'm talking about other things. I'm talking about, transfer taxes, real estate taxes, title, all these different things that are, seller responsible. But, you know, the bigger thing is, and here's where I usually get people to turn, and they don't necessarily realize the inconvenience of having to show your home. It is a massive intrusion of time and just, you know, for lack of a better word, weirdos walking through your house that you don't know who these people are. If they're not represented by another agent, you don't know where they're. You don't know what their intentions are. Yeah, the thought process is that they're there to look at your house. The reality is that you don't know if they are or they're not. And more important than that is that if you have somebody just coming into your house, that's fine. But you know, it's on your time. It's very inconvenient to do that.
How about maximizing the sale price of the house? I think that is the most. Anybody could sell a house, like you said, but how can you know using a realtor make sure and ensure that the seller is maximizing their return on their investment?
Yeah, the marketing materials that we have at our disposal to help market that property, and that's everything from what we do in-house. It has to do with things, you know, that we do, you know, through your show. It has to do with marketing that we can do through the MLS. I could right now, if I wanted to, David, if you had somebody who called me and said, hey, I'm looking for X amount of dollars in this neighborhood, I could find out how many people are interested in buying your house right now.
Really? Just by sorting it and saying that they want a four-bedroom, three-bath, two-car garage in the $300,000 to $400,000 price range, you could pull up buyers?
Yeah, we could pull up the number of buyers that are interested in a home that's like that in that city.
Oh, because realtors are signing on, looking at up those comps to looking for their clients, right? Is that what's probably calculating all that information, right?
Well, what's actually doing it is that every buyer who's working with an agent, they, for the most part, all submit searches into the MLS.
Oh, okay.
And those searches are going out to buyers. Well, we have the ability in this situation to do the exact opposite. We can access that pool of buyers to find out if they're looking for a home like that in their neighborhood. And we could know, and we could contact those agents directly. I mean, there's things that we could do that, you know, a person selling their home by owner there's no chance they'd be able to do.
Okay, and what's another top two or three reasons to hire a realtor? Because everybody thinks it's easy to sell a house, but what do you guys do behind the scenes to maximize the return on the seller's investment?
Yeah, well, like I said, I think the biggest thing is, you know, there's a few things, right? Everybody who sells their house, they want top dollar for the house. That's the biggest and most important thing, right? So what we can do is, you know, by marketing, by doing everything that we can do, we'll get top dollar for your house. And we do that. Anybody who's interested, we'll give out my information at the end of this podcast, and you can call me, and I'll go over my specific program and how we do it. I don't want to give my trade secrets out right now, but there's a lot of tools at our disposal that we have to do that. Taking control of the process is the biggest thing that agents have to offer clients. We, you know, we'll set up everything from your attorney. We coordinate the inspection. We coordinate all of the showings. We would do open houses, broker tours. You know, there's a lot of different things that we can do to maximize exposure and get top dollar for your home.
On the misconception side, okay, because we're running out of time here, got to wrap things up, or else our listeners will fall asleep because we don't like to go too long. What is the other things that people should do inside their house to declutter? Because a lot of people are like, oh my God, these pictures are so wonderful, and I love this color and this carpet. You know, I love this, you know, this the shag rug, and I love this throw rug. Inside the house, prepping a house for sale, what should people do, and more importantly, not do, that will jeopardize their ability to sell their home quick and jeopardize their ability for you to get top dollar for their home?
Well, don't go overboard. Pick projects that are going to be inexpensive to do, and this depends on the time frame that you have to sell your home. If you've got 9 months to sell your home, that's one thing. If you're trying to get it sold, you know, if you want to get it listed in 2 to 3 months, you know, stick to the basics. You know, obviously fresh paint always dresses something up and looks a lot nicer. There are, you know, if you have one of the things that people are doing nowadays is they're actually hiring a home inspector prior to listing their home so that they can have an idea of potential objects or obstacles that would come up on a home inspection after the fact and kind of be ahead of the game and at least be aware of it and address certain minor issues. If they're major, you might want to certainly consider getting some of those things done. But as far as the actual showings of the home, Yeah, you said it right. Definitely declutter. And I'll tell you one thing. You flush the toilets. I've been to so many houses when we walk in for showings, and you can't imagine the stuff that I see in the toilets. Disgusting. So I would definitely flush the toilets and clean the carpet, have everything just look nice and shiny and inviting. Take down all the personal pictures of yourself, because people like to walk into a home picturing themselves in the house, not the family that's currently residing there.
Painting and putting a new carpet, is that important? I know it's a macro question, and it might work for some and might work not work for others, but if you're doing a carpet pull out like now in 2017 and you know you're going to move in 18 because the carpet's all worn out, it's been there for 25 years, what type of recommendations are you making to people, when even though they might like a different type of carpet, but their entire house is carpeted, what type of recommendations would you give to them now? Because they are replacing their carpet and they want to, increase the value of their house to the most.
Right. In that situation, I would recommend to either, if you've got that kind of a time period, I would certainly look into the cost involved with having the carpeting replaced. If not, you could also make certain that you put somewhere in the MLS when you list it that you'll be offering some sort of a carpet allowance if you don't want to do that, just acknowledging that there is an issue there. But maybe you don't want to undergo the expense of doing it, so you could get credit of some sort that way.
Got it. No, that's important. Listen, I had a client who had a flood in their basement, right? And wasn't planning on replacing the carpet. Didn't know about the flood for a couple of days, so the carpet got all disgusting and moldy and mildewy and all that stuff. So tore it out, and he's like, "Now what do I do?" I said, he was up north by me, so I referred him to the realtor that we refer our business to, our borrowers to up north. I said, "Hey, have a talk with the realtor. Find out. Maybe you put hardwood floor in the basement. Maybe you put pergo in the basement. Maybe you do. A lot of people are doing this, sealing the concrete and painting concrete." I'm like, I'm not a designer, but definitely talk to a realtor. Get what's new. Get what's fresh. Get what's in the market, so you can maximize a return on your investment. Chuck, I appreciate you taking the time today. I know it's short notice. You've been great. If people want to reach you and your lovely bride, Kelly, how do they reach you, buddy?
They can call me at 630-240-6021. Again, 630-240-6021.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you taking the time, Chuck. Everybody out there, if you're looking to sell a home, Chuck and Kelly are outstanding. I strongly recommend you give them a call if you're looking to buy a home. Also, outstanding quality service, the market knowledge, they're phenomenal. So give them a call. Chuck, one more time, the phone number.
630-240-6021.
And if you guys want to reach me for an approval, not a pre-approval to buy a home, or talk about anything financially related about your mortgage, about your home, about your debt, give me a call, 312-751-1333, 312-751-1333, or go to WGNDavid.com. Chuck, thanks, buddy. Send my best to your beautiful bride, and thanks for listening.
Thanks, David.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.